Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, three random questions sponsored by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Injured? Visit injurylawyer.com. Here we go, BT. I'll try to tie it into last night's ball game with the Yankees. Okay, number one, some of them will, some of them won't. Number one, how long would it take you to eat a full bowl of popcorn in baseball terms, like innings-wise?
I eat like an absolute gavone. I eat way too fast. I eat like a slob. Now, if I'm in the middle of 50,000 people, I'm probably a little more conscious of it.
It could be at home as well.
Yeah. Oh, God, when I'm at home, it's we've talked about this a little bit. You know, you say how you eat. You want to get back in shape and all that stuff. I eat fairly well, and my motivations are always, like, I try to have a banana, a kale shake, and then obviously meals, but you know what gets me, like, late at night when I've been good all day, then I'm like, pretzels, potato chips here and there, a little candy if the kids have it. And when I do it bad. So I would say it would probably take me, I mean, maybe one full inning, top and bottom. Maybe one and a half, like two. I eat popcorn fast at the movies, and I eat everything fast.
Yeah, so last night, like, I'm trying to eat healthy, like you said, had a good dinner, and I'm like, all right, well, I can't just sit here and watch this game without snacking on anything. And the healthiest snack was popcorn, like unbuttered, natural, whatever, skinny pop popcorn. Throw it in the microwave, 2.5 minutes. Here we go. Get ready. Sit down. Full bowl by myself. Wife in the other room. And I'm just eating it, watching the first inning. And it's gone before the first inning is complete. Not the top half, but just in general, the first inning.
One of those bags that you take out of the microwave.
Yeah, full.
Yeah, that's a pretty good size bag.
Yeah, one inning.
You know what, though? That's honestly not bad. Like, that's about my rate, too.
But it's got to last a little bit. Like, if you have popcorn to the movies, you're not eating the entire thing of popcorn in the first 20 minutes of the movie.
No, but I just think that's how I am. I remember, like, my sister on Halloween, just a couple of years older, but she would, like, split up. We'd come home, right, and you divvy up what you got. Oh, let's see what you got. Also, mom and dad. Mom had to make sure there was no razor blades in the apples. God forbid. You remember those days?
Yeah.
And we would sit on the floor in our costumes, and she would divvy it up like so systematically, and I would just be devouring Tootsie Rolls and, you know, Twix and stuff. So I've always eaten quick, and I don't have that patience.
All right, similar topic here. This is question number two. Are you familiar with the 999 challenge?
No.
Okay. It is something that the Phillies were doing for their two home games. Probably won't see a game five. So, Hoff, are you familiar with this?
Yes, I am.
Okay. 9 innings.
Yep.
To eat 9 hot dogs and drink 9 beers.
Okay.
How far do you think you can go with that one?
I think I can do the whole thing. I know I can drink 9 beers. I don't drink beer the way I used to.
Me neither. 9 beers.
There's no question I could bang back 9 beers if I wanted to.
An inning seems a bit ambitious
at this point. Maybe you give yourself, listen, you got to go to the bathroom. You make sure you I know I could drink 9 beers. Now, I'm not driving. I'm not going anywhere in public after 9 beers very often.
All right, what about
often.
The 9 hot dogs?
I think I could do it as well. I really do. I don't want to do this. I would never do this because it's horrible for you. But, I mean, I go back to college when I would drink mostly beer. Like, you know, Jaeger, some shots, like Rumpelmans. But I was mostly a beer guy.
Right.
And then as I got older, it became a little scotch, a little wine, less from the beer. But I do notice that and you've been by my fire pit a few times. Those beers go, when I do it, they go back fast. And I don't think that there's anything, with the exception of maybe pizza, that I can eat faster than hot dogs. I can devour hot dogs.
I'm not sure I can handle this. Hoff, you seem like you might be up for the challenge. Just a hunch.
I would do it. I could do it, but not hot dogs. I'm like allergic to hot dogs. I'm not.
What do you mean allergic to hot dogs?
When I was 4, I had like a really bad experience, and I had way too many, and I got sick. And I just haven't really eaten hot dogs my whole life. So
you haven't had a hot dog since you were 4?
I've had some when I've had to force myself to eat something.
Force yourself. Oh no! Please make me. Don't make me eat that hot dog.
I'll take only 2, not 3. if I had to, though, I feel like at this point in my life, I can only go about 6-7 innings on this.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could. I definitely can't do it with the beer. Now, if you change it, and this is not to, you know, endorse Surfside again, but just reality is that's all I drink right now. I could get those down easy. So I would be able to handle 9 Surfsides.
9?
Oh, yeah.
Without... See, Surfside's more alcohol than beer, right? Beer's about...
No, it's not the same.
Yeah, but is
same.
It really?
But
yeah.
The beer would blow me 9 beers over 9 innings.
I'm not drinking an IPA. You're drinking like a Bud Light, a Coors
Light,
like that.
Sure. Not a Belgian beer. No, I know what you're saying, but still.
2.5 hours, let's say 3 hours. You're going to drink 9 beers?
Yeah.
And eat 9 hot dogs?
Well, I mean, not unless I have to, but
I'm just saying the challenge. Roscoe, do you think you can handle that 999 challenge?
I can't. I can't handle the beer and the hot dogs. If you gave me 9 Kettle One and clubs, ooh, absolutely, and I could down the hot dogs and I could down the hot dogs and the Kettle One and clubs.
Okay, so it could be either the Kettle One and the hot dogs, or maybe the, I guess, beer and something else, or probably not beer with the beer.
No, I can't drink beer like I'm with you guys. I can't drink beer like that anymore.
What about
I
used 9 gummies? You can probably handle that at this point, right?
What's that?
9 gummies for you? You good with that?
9 gummies. I mean, forget it. I'll be knocked down 9 for gummies. Days. I don't know if I can do that.
I hear you.
I might need 9 gummies. I never done one, but I might need them to get through the season.
I'll smoke before I eat those 9 hot dogs, though, and drink the 9 Kettle Ones, and I'll do that and devour maybe another 9 hot dogs after that.
All right, last one here. Who do you think slept more during the game yesterday? Was it Jazz Chisholm or John Smoltz?
Smoltz is starting to annoy me a little bit here. I try not to feed into that stuff. Well, the answer, I would still say Jazz to answer it directly. I mean, that image, if the Yankees would have lost, wow. I mean, that just looked awful, dude. But John Smoltz is now officially an annoyance to me. Number one, he doesn't shut up. All he does is talk. I know that's also, you know, his job to tell us what we're seeing, and I don't doubt his acumen. Man knows baseball as well as anybody in terms of talking it here. But I just really, and I didn't think this about McCarver and Buck. I think he really dislikes the Yankees, and I think it comes out in his commentary.
I don't hear that. I just can't take the monotone delivery. That's a nice pitch. This guy's got good stuff. And this is a playoff game at Yankee Stadium, and this is how he talks. Dude, it's the postseason. Wake up, Smoltzy! Wake up! You're doing a divisional round game at Yankee Stadium, a game where there's a bunch of runs being scored. He's, that's a tough pitch on the corner there. Yeah, I could relate to that because I used to throw the baseball as well. There's zero energy.
The other guy's good. Joe Davis is pretty good. I like Joe.
Even he is a little too sleepy for me on the broadcast. He does football as well.
I know he does.
I think he's good. But where is the... And I'm not saying everybody's got to be Gus or Kevin Harlan.
Gus.
You don't need to be yelling at him.
Stephon Marbury out the front river!
I mean, like, there's high energy, and maybe that could rub people the wrong way. I understand that.
Yep.
But like, you can't... He talks like a librarian. He's a broadcaster. You are on the air. You're putting me to sleep. Not to mention the game is a dreadful baseball game being played sloppily. It's taken 4 hours here. Starts at 8 o'clock at night. Like, everybody's half asleep as it is. Just end the damn thing. And Smoltz is droning on in a low monotone way.
You know who I thought was awesome on baseball? And he was on some big Yankee calls back then. I thought Gary Thorne was great.
Yeah, again,
I loved
nice,
his voice.
Nice temperament, good energy. He would good get up energy. For the big moment. He had that famous call on the Mattingly home run.
Hold on!
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not trying to pick on him as a bro. I think he's knowledgeable, clearly. And I loved him as a player. I'm not getting the Yankee hate thing, but that's different. I'm not a Yankee fan, so maybe I won't hear that the way the Yankee fans would hear that. But I do hear this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No energy. You're on the air. It's the playoffs. Wake up. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Let's get back to the calls here, BT. James is calling from Locust Valley. What's up, James?
Jimmy.
How are you guys?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. I just have an opinion because you guys are going back and forth with the Mets, Yankees. I grew up rooting for both teams. My son is a Yankee fan now, and he roots for both teams. It's disappointing when, you know, Soto goes to the Mets, and then everyone hates each other. They're not rivals. I took my son to a Red Sox game this summer in Fenway Park for the first time because I wanted to show him Fenway. Yeah. It was unfortunately, it was versus the Yankees, and the Red Sox won, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, man, these Red Sox fans are brutal. I took him now on October 1st to Yankee Stadium when the series tied 1-1 versus the Red Sox, and he goes, yeah, these Yankee fans are awesome. He gave the Red Sox fan back their stuff. But they're rivals. You know, like, Mets and Yankees aren't rivals unless they're playing each other. Yeah, it's market share. Who cares? They got Soto. That's what I'm saying. And my second question, I just wanted to bring up Boone, but I want to hear what you have to say.
Go ahead. Well, we'll answer that after.
Hit the Boone thing. Go ahead.
All right. How does Boone run out of challenges? He takes pitchers out. He did it in Game 7 versus he's the worst with taking starting pitchers out. He took Gerrit Cole at a Game 7 versus Tampa Bay. I called you guys. Last night, he runs out of challenges. I don't even know what inning it was because I was so frustrated.
Early.
It was probably like halfway through the game.
He's got no challenges left.
In an elimination game, you know, you can't lose all your challenges. What is he doing? And I think the guy, I forget who it was that slid into second base, because I get
Austin
Grisham
Wells
and the other guy confused. Well, I get Grisham and Wells confused. He might have been safe. That's a guy in scoring position, up 3, and you can't even challenge it. Now, I don't even know if he was safe or out. But you have to leave yourself an option.
And you're not wrong. You're not wrong. I thought the first one, we hit this early in the show, if you guys missed it, Free Odyssey app, I'll give you the quick recap. I thought the Rice free play was dumb. Not to mention a horrendous play by Rice and Rodon, a little slow to do his job and cover. I admit, I was confused about the intent versus just touching
on the catcher's
mitt.
Yeah.
Like, so, and he was, you saw Boone's reaction. He was like, he actually said, what the F are you looking at? Like, to me, it was so obvious. Like, oh, that's guaranteed they're going to win that challenge. You'll get one more. So I guess I learned a little something last night. If the intent is not fully there, and that's even a little subjective in terms of deciphering, but no, to me, it looked like he was trying to hold up. I don't think he was trying to swing. So if that truly is the rule, I think they got it right. Clearly hit his glove, but I could see. Although, then again, Boone's supposed to know that. You can also make that point.
Well, it's also the people telling him. Like, he's not watching the replay. They're telling him that you get a challenge at or not. Now, he can say, I'm not challenging it because it's not the big enough spot here, especially after missing the one on the Jimenez when he got hit on his hand.
Yep.
When you miss that, all right, you got to sit back a little bit. You can't be burning both challenges early on as right as you think it may be. And it wasn't, to me, egregious enough to know definitively. Like, you could leave that open to interpretation where, yeah, maybe it nicked the glove, maybe it didn't. Also, was it the intent? And if they didn't know that, then that's on them. Either way, those, to me, weren't spots worthy of burning both your challenges in a postseason game in the fifth inning, whatever it was, third inning.
Would have been a bad look if we're sitting here going over the loss there. Would have been on the checkpoint and the checklist here. I still don't know if we didn't get a lot of replays at the end of the inning. I still don't know, not that it matters, if Wells was safe. I really don't know if he was safe or out.
Yeah, me neither. We didn't get
What do you think, though?
I think he was out.
Hoff, you thought he was safe, right? Wells sliding into second. He said yes earlier.
Yeah, first
you
look,
thought
I thought
he was out.
First look, I thought he was safe. They showed the replay. I thought he was out.
Yeah, either way, it didn't come back to burn him, but let's hopefully they have a couple of replays in their pocket tonight.
And just real quick, guys, for the fan thing, because we told you we addressed that, like, yeah, that's what happens. I mean, that's what part of being a fan is and going into visiting fan bases. You're a Red Sox fan going to Yankee Stadium, or you're a Yankee fan going to Red Sox, to Fenway Park, or with the Mets and Yankees, and the trash talk with the Mets and Yankees has gotten heightened because Steve Cohen has taken over ownership, and obviously they got Juan Soto from the Yankees. That has brought it to another level where the Mets at least now are in the same ballpark, meaning spending-wise with the New York Yankees, where it has been dominated by the Yankees for so many years.
I don't think you'll ever see the Jet Giant, situation get to this level. Certainly Knicks Nets will not get to this level. And this is not a diss, obviously. If there were a lot more Islander fans, just in terms of sheer volume, I know that they're fervent, they're awesome. Same with the Devils, great fans, smaller fan bases. If they had like a fan base size-wise comparable to the Rangers, that would be the closest thing to Yankees Mets. But no, there's no doubt. I mean, with the Cohen stuff, with the Soto stuff, it was fairly dormant for a while. It's juiced up, and that's fun.
BT and Sal on the Fan will reset down with the King topic of the day. Of course, it is the Yankees' huge win in Game 3 last night. Can they keep it going tonight in Game 4?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.